This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Several countries are banning air travel from Britain because of rising concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus. The mutation has been spreading rapidly in England this month. Now countries report the strain has turned up outside of the UK. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case has been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases have been found in Denmark and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. British scientists have been scrambling to work out whether the mutant strain may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. The strain was confirmed on December 13th in the county of Kent in southern England. U.S. lawmakers are working toward a new COVID-19 relief package with a goal of having it done on Sunday. The relief package will cost an estimated $1 trillion, the largest spending measure yet. It combines other proposals on taxes, health, infrastructure, and education. A late Saturday compromise on Federal Reserve emergency powers pushed lawmakers past a previous roadblock. The bill's passage would be the first significant legislative response to the pandemic since the landmark CARES Act passed in March. Lawmakers and aides say it would establish a temporary $300 per week for jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. It would provide a fresh round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses and money for schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. The German government has brought home 3 women and 12 children from refugee camps in northeastern Syria. The camps hold families of Islamic State fighters. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. It's the second vaccine approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday, headed for healthcare facilities. The U.S. leads the world with 17.6 million cases and more than 316,000 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins University data collection system. The head of Operation Warp Speed, Monsef Slaoui, told CNN that the first shots of Moderna's vaccine are most likely going to be administered on Monday morning. Operation Warp Speed is the Trump administration's vaccine development program. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved Moderna for emergency use. It approved a vaccine produced by Pfizer and BioNTech for emergency use earlier this month. The travel and tourism industry around the world has been hit especially hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, a major tourist destination, is now turning to individual dining tents, food trucks, and contactless takeout to try to survive the latest restrictions that limit indoor dining. Amid a surge of reported coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the state of Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak tightened restrictions on casinos and restaurants in late November. The governor then ordered them to reduce capacity to 25% or 50 people and extended the limits until at least January 15th. The newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, reports some restaurants are getting creative, like setting up individual dining tents that have floor coverings, lighting, a sound system, and a heater. A human rights group in Belarus says security forces have detained dozens of people during the latest protests. The Vyacheslav rights group says at least 42 people have been detained in the capital city, Minsk, as well as several other cities. Belarus has been roiled by nearly daily protests since early August, when Alexander Lukashenko was declared victor of a presidential election that opposition leaders said was flawed. Police have violently cracked down on the post-election protests, with more than 27,000 detentions, according to the United Nations. There have also been credible reports of torture and ill treatment, and several people have died. RFERL's Belarus service said the latest marches and rallies in Minsk and other towns and cities involved many carrying the opposition's red and white flag or banners. Taiwan's Navy and Air Force were deployed on Sunday as a Chinese aircraft carrier group led by the country's newest carrier sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait. Read that story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.